Now, how do you go about studying a disputed history with the ongoing war in Gaza? It's very stressful for teachers and students at the moment. And of course, there's lots of, misinformation and a lot of emotion on social media as well. Well, now there's an educational charity called Parallel Histories that is trying to offer a new way to study the history of conflict history, which is still contested, controversial and relevant. For example, teaching the history of Israel and Palestine and trying to make sure that teachers aren't afraid of being accused of bias, either anti-Semitic or anti-Muslim as well. It's a really important moment in our schools and educational establishments, and they've actually become quite a focus of community tension as well. So I'm delighted now that Michael Davies joins us. Michael's the founder and editor of Parallel Histories. He joins us now. Michael, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
So tell us, how does your work manifest itself practically in the classrooms, particularly at moments like this when, as I said in my introduction, you know, tensions are very high, mistrust is very high, and people are feeling a lot of anger and a lot of pain?
Well, the most important thing is that that the topic of this Israel and Gaza war and the historical context is taught in the classroom and that it's not avoided. And we've developed tools which allow teachers to do that without getting into trouble because of those accusations of anti-Semitism or Islamophobia that you referred to just earlier.
And why did you come up with this idea, and how do you go about like choosing the relevant materials? And do you provide sort of training to teachers, or do you go in yourself into the classroom? How does it work?
Well, we do a bit of all of that. So the teachers can find the material on our website, and some of them will take that. And the critical element in the material is that we tell each narrative, each side's history, as faithfully as we can. So if they're downloading our materials it's a scheme of work on Israel and Palestine, there's a Palestinian narrative and that's going to be paired with an Israeli narrative. And then the challenge, I'm to answer the question about how is it actually used in the classroom, then what the teacher does is they then challenge the students to examine the evidence, and we give them a great range of evidence, newspaper articles, sources, government documents, etc., video. The students examine the evidence and begin to develop their own ideas and come to their own judgments about the question at hand, and then discuss that. They can agree to disagree, but they'll discuss that amongst themselves. So that's actually how it's used in the classroom. And there are two benefits. There's a benefit for the teacher in that it takes them out of the firing line, that they're facilitating the lesson, but they're not having to maintain this very awkward position of somehow being the umpire of the truth. Because if professional historians can't agree on it, why can, we shouldn't expect ordinary classroom teachers to take that responsibility. The second benefit is that it's a great thing for students. It's a great way for students to learn. When we started all of this, it was kind of pre-Trump, it was pre-Brexit, it was pre the world of alternative facts and conspiracy theories and the distrust of experts. And unfortunately, the world has come towards us. And so these techniques that we developed to teach Israel and Palestine have actually become the techniques that we just need to teach our young people all the time, in terms of them having the skills to flourish in in healthy pluralistic democracies.
Well, Michael, it's such important work, and I think it's so important not just to teach children, but in fact to teach all of us how to make up our own mind, how to think critically, to how to debate people online or in person who you disagree with without sort of, crossing lines and being offensive to people. So I think the work you're doing is really important. Thank you so much for coming to talk to us about it. That's Michael Davies, founder and editor of Parallel Histories, which is a charity which encourages teachers and students to look at controversial, disputed history and examine both perspectives. I think we could all do with a bit of that.